Is Jimmy leaving? Can Tibbs let him go? These are the days of our wolves.
All right, it's a scoop session, but it's going to be Butler scoops and Wolves scoops. Darren Doogie Wolfson, Channel 5 Eyewitness News, joins us. Where do you want to start with this story?
I'm saying the bus. It doesn't matter to me.
Well, let's start with this. You tweeted shortly before the show started, ESPN is in town, and it looks like Butler is going to break his silence. So, because he has not talked, correct? At least he has not talked publicly so far. So what is the story with your guess on Butler breaking his silence and how this is going to play out?
Sure, and I'll get to that in a second. You asked me where I'd like to begin. Where was my open? My massive ego needs the open. I'm just kidding. Manny, don't play it. On ESPN, Rachel Nichols is right now at Jimmy Butler's house.
So that's where she was instead of being on the scoop.
Conducting a sit-down interview. I am told it will air at 10 o'clock Central, the 11 Eastern Sports Center.
Okay.
I'm sure it'll be the lead story. So if you're watching ESPN at 10 o'clock tonight, you will see that. I'm sure also ahead of time they will release some sort of short video promo, something to promote the fact that, hey, Jimmy Butler has broken his silence. Watch tonight on the 10 o'clock Central edition of SportsCenter. This was all calculated.
Of course it was.
Rachel Nichols wasn't randomly set to be in town today. The wheels on this were put in motion a couple days ago, a few days ago. I'm led to believe that the Wolves had an idea that if Jimmy came back this week, that he was going to go ape bleep in practice.
Well, he didn't disappoint.
Mm. They got what they should have expected. It was per Adrian Wojnarowski, and he is spot on. There's no reason to dismiss all of his report from this afternoon. Jimmy was mother bleeping people, including general manager Scott Layden. He was shouting at Tom Thibodeau, Carl Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins. It was a complete bleep show to the point of, I can't remember the last time a Tibbs practice ended 36 minutes early.
Wow.
We were told as reporters to be there at 1 o'clock.
Interesting. Yep.
I got a text message at 12:24, maybe it was 12:25.
Yep.
Somewhere in that vicinity. Hey, we are done.
Okay.
I can't tell you. I'm telling you. I don't think that has ever happened. So the light bulb went off then. Okay, this is weird. Think about all the things they need to work on. Why are they ending practice 35 minutes early?
Mm-hmm.
So then you start sending out all the texts. I tweeted something earlier today that one player told me on background, hey, I expect Jimmy to practice this week. Wojnarowski had the report this morning that Jimmy was in the locker room. Okay, well, he did practice today. Another player texted back, I'm legally blind. I said, hey, how did Jimmy look today? I'm legally blind.
Can he hear?
So, yeah.
If the player can hear, you should have said, well, if you can hear, I'd just like a report on the audible side of this practice.
I was trying to get the player going, so I said, oh, legally blind. My wife goes with that every time she asks why we're still married.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah, so I was trying to get him going. He didn't text me back after that one.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, heck, we sat in these two chairs 1 week ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was more you than me, but saying the Wolves could be fining Jimmy. Why aren't they fining Jimmy? Make a statement. Take a stand. Now, it turns out I didn't have the answer right with you live, but I tweeted it out later that night that the reason the Wolves weren't fining Jimmy was they really thought deep down that he would come back and he would play, practice, that, hey, everything would be okay. Not necessarily holding hands, kumbaya, but everything would be okay. That they eventually would satisfy the trade requests / demand.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't necessarily need to do that before the season starts.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this was Jimmy's next step. Now, I thought there was a league executive that ran this by me of an Eastern Conference team that has checked in on Butler, but has always been on the outside looking in terms of really being close to any sort of transaction. This individual said, hey, the Butler situation really isn't totally out of control. It would get to that point if Jimmy elects to have some sort of surgery. right? Needs to have the knee cleaned up.
Yeah.
Or something more with the wrist.
Yep.
And so he's back.
Kawhi, what? Yeah.
He needs to get paid. Yeah, pull a Kawhi. Needs to get paid, but he can't play. Well, Jimmy, it doesn't appear, is undergoing any sort of surgery anytime soon. He chose a different route. Wanted to show up, wanted to make sure that all the details leaked, and now he will break his silence, and he's doing it right now with Rachel Nichols.
So is he... Do we think he's now going to show up and pull the same stunt at the next practice? Is he going to disappear again? Are the Wolves going to have the guts to finally suspend him? I mean, you've got reasons now.
Yeah, those are good questions.
They need to fine him and or send him home.
That I don't know, but can you foresee any sort of scenario that entails Jimmy Butler practicing with the Wolves tomorrow? No, right? I mean,
no, I can't. But this is
no.
But there's no.
Bleep no.
But there's no sense being invoked here.
None.
You're right.
Like, this doesn't make any sense. It's a great story. I love the story, but it makes no sense.
It's just one layer.
Where's Glenn?
After another.
Where's Glenn?
And this
Taylor?
Is why. This is why. When
oh, he's so paying attention. I can promise you that.
But this is why. When so many people were saying, well, you know, they're playing it right by, you know, just they got to hang on to him and wait till what it, you know, things could happen over the course. But this is not just any other situation. With any other coach, with any other front office executive, I would say, yeah, okay, that makes a lot of sense. But this is Tom Thibodeau. This is his guy. And this is Jimmy Butler. And this is the Wolves. It's a completely different situation. This is a very unique situation because it's this franchise.
And there are no good guys.
None.
No, of course not.
None.
I mean, I'm not quite sure what Jimmy is trying to accomplish pulling these shenanigans.
Jimmy's being a bleep you know what.
Correct. Now, I've always said, hey, when you're a top 15 player, we can debate that, but I still think Jimmy, two-way-wise, is still top 15 in the league.
Sure.
You're in a right to be a little bit of a diva. Maybe even more so. But this is over the top. Mother bleeping the general manager during practice.
On purpose, knowing the GM would take it.
Correct. But also, I'm telling you, I can't stress this enough. This is more opinion, but let's just call it informed opinion.
Okay.
This was all calculated. This wasn't just random.
Right.
The Wolves knew that if Jimmy showed up on the practice court, that something like this very well could happen.
Did they not care?
They didn't care, apparently. If they cared, they would have fined him. When Butler and Tibbs talked on Monday, right? Don't you make some sort of announcement Monday night, Tuesday morning? Jimmy Butler is being fined, suspended indefinitely, violation of team rules, however you want to term it, right?
Right.
But that never took place.
All right. As far as the trades go, what's going on? And I know that Woj had the report over the weekend that Saturday they were very close with the Heat on a deal, that the physicals had been exchanged, the owners had talked, and that the Timberwolves then at the last second went back and asked for a bit more, and the Heat said no.
Yes, and that's why, frankly, Butler was here on media day to undergo a physical, just to get to that point where medical records could be exchanged. So yes, typically when medical records are exchanged, you know, to go with the football cliche, you're on the 5-yard line. Like, way more often than not, when teams exchange medical records, a trade eventually happens. So is that part of this equation that Jimmy thought on Saturday he was heading to Miami, then all of a sudden, for whatever reason or reasons, it blew up? Now, I will add this. Mark Stein, formerly of ESPN, the Dallas Morning News, I know Mark, tremendous reporter. He wrote yesterday, he now works for the New York Times on the New York Times website, that Wolves owner Glenn Taylor nixed a trade. He balked at a trade offer that included Josh Richardson and a future first-round pick. Now, due to cap ramifications, Butler for Richardson plus a future first does not work.
Right.
So Miami would have to add something. I don't think it's Olnick. I think if it was Kelly Olnick,
Waiters, right?
It's, yes. I don't know that for sure, Manny. But yes, logically, it's Deion Waiters.
Yeah, because Richardson's making, what, 9.5?
Richardson kicks in the 4-year, $42 million extension. But year one, is worth less than year two, year three, year four. So you have approximately $9 million. And
Waiters,
give or take.
Waiters, I think, is at 11.
And year. For what, three more years? Three is Deion Waiters signed for 3 more years?
3 more years. Yep.
I mean, that's the hiccup.
2021, I believe.
That's an issue. Now, me personally, if I can get Richardson, and that's fine if it's a lottery protected first round pick, because with Jimmy, Miami's making the playoffs, especially in the East.
You're going to get that pick.
You'll get that pick. Now, it's not a real strong draft, unfortunately, in June, at least right now. The optics on the draft are not that great. Mm-hmm. Like this past June, that was a really good draft. The 2019 draft doesn't appear so.
But a draft pick is an asset.
But it is an asset, yeah. So if you have the 18th, 19th pick, it's still a pretty good asset. So if you can get the 18th or 19th pick in the June draft, plus Josh Richardson, who's a good player, signed for 4 more years, mm-hmm. good two-way player, can good make shooter. Threes. Yep. I'm telling you, really good defender. If you can get Josh Richardson, mm-hmm. to me, you take Deion Waiters.
So is Stein's report wrong in that Glenn nixed
yes,
it?
Yes, so I'm getting to that. Oh, okay. Yes, I love Mark. I am told by numerous people that would know that Glenn Taylor did not nix that trade. But, in fact, I'm even led to believe that if Miami really did offer that, and I don't know if they did or not, but if Miami put that offer on the table, the trade would be done.
But we have no reason not to believe the Woj report that a deal, the parameters of a deal were basically in place.
And, I would trust somebody, that report, yes.
And somebody from the Wolves with perhaps a deep, gravelly voice who likes to yell up the ante.
Well, and that's I mean, more... part of the ante is they still want Miami to take Gorgui Dieng's contract. And I think there's some reluctance on the Miami end. But here's the issue. One of our good buddies, somebody who is knee-deep in this story, put it best to me last night via text. I can't recall a story, and we've been doing this a long time. I can't recall a story where the two sides are so far apart. There is so much conflicting information. Who's controlling the message? It is really hard to know deep down
by two
what
sides,
is completely true. But I'm just telling
by
you.
By two sides far apart, is that?
The Miami Taylor, side okay, Miami slash versus, the Butler camp.
Okay, gotcha.
Combining those two,
but do you guys recall,
then the Wolves side.
Do you guys recall a story, and I think this is the starting point internally with the Wolves. I can't recall covering a story where there was so much emotion and passion. This isn't normal. Ordinarily, the Wolves would be just corporate about it. They'd be ticked, right? But you would say to yourself, for the best thing for this franchise, we have to do this. And there would be a plan, and it would get done. This is, and I'm not joking around here, this is like a couple getting divorced.
It's pretty ugly.
And they sue each other, and they hate each other, and they make the kids feel terrible, the players being the kids in this case. And this is the amount of emotion that seems to be transpiring here between the Butler camp and Tibbs is what makes this so damn unusual.
The other layer to that is Bernie Lee, Jimmy Butler's agent, and Tom Thibodeau have a longstanding relationship. Now, how that relationship is today, we can all assume things. I don't know for sure.
Does Bernie have more clients?
But that
clients?
Is a relationship that goes way back.
Or is Butler his sole client?
Well, he represented John Lucas III.
Okay.
So. Who's now on the Wolves staff when John was a player.
Okay.
He represented former Wolves guard Mike James. I mean, Bernie's had clients.
Mike James.
But as far as I know, currently, this very second, he has one NBA client.
So he has nothing else to do, basically, Jimmy with Butler. His life other than Jimmy.
Well, but even so, I mean, just to put myself in his shoes, you've got a guy that is going to sign a $100 million plus deal in less than 12 months. Think about the commission you make on said deal. You're going to bend over backwards.
Doogie, I just
for
love
that guy.
I just love that you mentioned Mike James again. It's fantastic.
And tell me what I do wrong. What do I do wrong?
What do I do bad?
Oh, one of my all-time favorite interviews.
So I saw a report.
And it wasn't even me. I was just sitting back. But all-time favorite interview to listen to.
I saw an ESPN report today. It might have been Woj before all of this broke. That it came out that the Rockets trade offer doesn't involve PJ Tucker. And that's who the Wolves want.
And it's amazing that 33-year-old PJ Tucker is holding up a trade. So again, does that pass the sniff test? For me, it doesn't.
Okay.
You mean to tell me if Houston can acquire Jimmy Butler and acquire his bird rights and all they have to give up is Eric Gordon plus PJ Tucker and they won't put, and hey, Tucker is a good fit for them. They were a top five defensive team last year. in large part because of P.J. Tucker.
I like P.J.
But you mean to tell me P.J. Tucker at 33 years old is holding up this trade? I have a hard time believing it. Now, do I think the Wolves want to trade Jimmy to Houston, a Western powerhouse? No, I don't.
Sure.
Yeah, because then they re-sign him and they have him.
P.J.
Tucker
and Eric Gordon back. I mean, that's
yeah. So I would not bet on him landing in Houston. Also on Houston, I mean, this is completely buried. But think about the owner. In an interview with SB Nation yesterday,
with a pretty hefty tampering fine.
Yes, going on the record. I mean, think about Magic Johnson.
Yep.
The comments about Paul George. I mean, this has tampering written all over it. But I mean, that tentacle is completely lost in this circus, right?
Why did he?
It's a mere afterthought that the Rockets have tampered.
Why did he do it?
The owner, because he's a new owner and he probably didn't know any better.
Okay. I thought it might have been.
Wasn't thinking. No filter.
Okay.
Just like Magic did.
I don't know for sure. I mean, that's just my opinion.
George thing.
That's my opinion. Sure. You know, he's only owned the Rockets for what, about a year, give or take?
Sure.
Doesn't know every single rule.
It's the same as Magic. Magic didn't really know any better.
You might want to know those rules. I mean, tampering's been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So give me your best guess from having covered this story. What's next? Trying to use all the irrational thought.
A trade happens. But, I mean, what's next? I mean, I've already died on the hill because I said Jimmy would never, ever wear a Wolves uniform again. Now, I guess I actually don't know if he actually even wore a Wolves uniform in practice today. I'm imagining that he did.
Maybe not, yeah.
It's still hard for me to see Jimmy playing in a game, wearing a Wolves uniform in a game. But, hey, I said I would die on the hill that Jimmy will never, ever wear a Wolves uniform again. And, hey, even if it was calculated so he could get into practice today and mother bleep the general manager and others.
My guess is
he technically wore a Wolves uniform again. So I died on that hill. So RIP me. So what's next?
My guess is he wore a tank top with Tony Montana on the front of it.
Hey, I wouldn't put it past him.
Oh, that would
say
be legendary.
To the bad guy.
But can Glenn,
that would be epic. But what's next?
Yeah, can Glenn
a trade is happening.
So can Glenn step in and go back to the Heat and just work a trade that's acceptable?
Well, I was told by somebody in the loop. Now, 24 hours later,
right,
it's a fluid situation. Things change. But that yesterday, about this time, that Glenn was still deferring to Tom and Scott. That Glenn is not to the point of, hey, I'm taking over these negotiations. That it's still on Tom and Scott. Now, 24 hours later, I mean, right? I mean, Glenn should go to the Heat owner or even to Pat Riley. He knows Pat. And just complete the deal. When you got to the 5-yard line,
right,
with the medical records exchanged over the weekend.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Complete that deal and everybody can move
can
on.
Can you just go do that?
Think about the distraction it is for the Wolves. I mean, they look lifeless in these preseason games.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They look so bored, so disinterested. They actually have to play a real game 1 week from tonight.
Well, and there's no way that the head coach has their respect right now, correct?
None. Because nobody. I don't even think I don't know this on Taj. Let me be careful because
This
thing will be aggregated and it'll be on.
I'm tweeting out right now.
There are guys on websites. That team, Doogie, that I think.
But there are guys,
are good
yes.
guys that are professionals that, regardless of the situation, are going to show up and work and be ready to play and all that stuff. But you do have to wonder about other guys on the
yes.
team that are more than anything might just be a little bit shell shocked over what they saw today.
All of the above, Manny. So I'll just say this.
Mm-hmm.
There are certainly guys in that locker room that have no interest in playing for Tibbs right now. They'll be professionals.
Right.
They're getting paid a lot of money.
Right.
But I'm just saying, they prefer that a change happens sooner rather than later.
The tell from today is very simple. If you had anybody that respected Tibbs at all, when Butler starts to pull this stuff, somebody goes after Jimmy. If you're Taj, I don't care if you're buddies. If you have respect for Tibbs, you confront him immediately. Jimmy, not Tom. And the fact that it sounds like Jimmy ran this practice is a complete indictment on the respect that the veterans on that team have for their coach.
Sure, although, I mean, Jimmy going back to last year oftentimes ran these practices.
No, but when he starts
He's been vocal before.
No, I get that.
He's been overly emotional before.
But a guy like Taj is very smart. He knows that Jimmy is calculated and is doing this on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
If he is on Tibbs' side at all, he goes to Jimmy and says, shut up right now or we're going to fight.
Sure, that's fair.
And the fact that he didn't do that is not an indictment on Taj. It's a tell on how these guys feel mm-hmm. about Tom. You know, they probably laughed. I bet you you bleep need me and you look at Scott Layden. I bet they were laughing.
I think that's probably a safe assumption.
This has now become
out of control.
It's a complete mess.
It is, although
it's their fault.
For our sake, for talk radio fodder's sake. Show.
I love it for our sake.
I want Jimmy here for many more months. Wait until February 6th to trade him.
Hey, you're right.
Right?
We
want him here.
This is the most dysfunctional thing that I have seen. I said this before, since Percy threw the dumbbell at Childress and at the last second at Winter Park, somebody closed the door and the dumbbell hit the door. This is the most dysfunctional thing I've seen since then.
If anything, Jimmy Butler in the last year and couple months that he's been here, he has made however you want to look at it, he's made this team relevant.
Because everybody
around the country is talking about this team right now. Positive light, negative light, however you want to view it.
Yeah, I mean, Rachel Nichols wouldn't be here otherwise, right? She wasn't coming just to do a season preview on the Wolves.
Because locally, I mean,
the Wolves are the lead on SportsCenter tonight.
Yeah.
Credit to Jimmy Butler for that. By the way, the Gophers football boycott for me. You're talking Harvin throwing the weight. But just for it to get to that point.
Yeah.
That for me. But yeah, I mean, this is uncharted territory.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.